from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen, your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Substances dumped in eastern Henrico, and officials want to know who did it. And the Henrico School Board votes on a book that was challenged by some parents. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Friday, May 12, 2023, and it's brought to you today by Henrico County.
And now for the news.
Well, someone dumped a lot of pharmaceutical and cosmetology substances at least seven locations in eastern Henrico County in the city of Richmond. And now Virginia Department of Environmental Quality officials are trying to find out who. In total, nearly 80 55-gallon drums containing the substances were found dumped at the seven locations, according to a DEQ report. The first discovery came at an Eastern Henrico shopping center at 3302 Williamsburg Road, at which between 8 and 10 of the larger drums and several 5-gallon buckets were found dumped. At least some of the drums contained a substance described as a mild surfactant mixture for cosmetic cleaning preparations like baby shower and bath products, shampoos, and facial washes. 43 of the drums were found on 5th Street in Richmond, 12 more on Stiff Street, and 5 on East 10th Street. Well, anyone who has information about the illegal dumping should contact the DEQ at PROPREP@DEQ.Virginia.gov. But yesterday afternoon, the Henrico School Board voted unanimously to follow the recommendation of its Instructional Materials Review Committee and keep a book in elementary school libraries that had been challenged by parents who think it is inappropriate. Parents had challenged The School for Good and Evil by Soman Chenyani, telling committee members that it contained too much glorified violence to be appropriate for elementary school students. Now, the committee held a March 15th hearing about the book, which was published in 2013 and then spawned a series of related books. It's also since been made into a movie by Netflix. It's described as a fantasy novel that attempts to help children understand that stereotypes can be misleading and shows readers a hyperactively imaginative way to leave black and white thinking behind, according to publisher Weekly Annex. Committee members concluded that the book is a fairy tale and its overarching theme is one of empathy. They determined that although the book did contain some violence, it was consistent with that seen in other fairy tales and that the violence the parents had questioned was, quote, taken out of context, end quote. Committee members wrote that there was, quote, a lot to like in this book, end quote, and said that it was clear from the beginning that the book was one of fantasy and that some of the violence it depicted was in the context of fantasy. School system officials told the Citizen that there are 14 copies of the book in circulation in the public school system. Well, mark your calendars. 1 week from tomorrow, the University of Richmond's Big Yard Sale will return from 8 a.m. to noon. You can purchase items left by departing students. This will be the 24th year that U of R and the Sierra Club Falls of the James Group have joined forces to recycle those items, which include clothing, shoes, household goods, linens, office supplies, kitchen utensils and cookware, sporting goods, shelving, electronics, and much more. Proceeds from the event benefit UR Rethink Waste programs and Sierra Club programs as well. For details, you can call 502-9502. And the James River Association is launching its seasonal boat and paddle programs this month. The guided river trips are open to the public and offer opportunities to engage with the river through birdwatching tours, photography excursions, sturgeon watching trips, and more. Now you can learn more about the trips in this region and others throughout the state by visiting thejamesriver.org. Before you head out to dinner tonight or this weekend, you'll want to check out our weekly restaurant watch. We've got a roundup of all of the recent restaurant inspections conducted by the Virginia Department of Health in Henrico County. You can find that right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. And if you're growing some of your own food in a garden this spring and summer, you want to check out this week's In the Garden column. It's all about how to grow hot peppers. You can find that on our website, henricocitizen.com. Today's Henrico News Minute has been brought to you by Henrico County. Henrico County is now hiring. You can visit henrico.us/jobs to view a complete list of all opportunities, full and part-time, that are currently available. Learn more about Henrico's commitment to its employees and the Henrico way, and find out why employees like Henrico Police Logistics Asset Manager Kristen Gaines say, quote, "Henrico feels like my home. It really is my family. I can't imagine doing anything else." That's henrico.us/jobs.